the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Atlantic dropped a bombshell story on Bohemian Rhapsody director Bryan Singer yesterday by revealing multiple young Hollywood men as young as 13 saying that he raped them when they were in their early teens. One of the victims said that when he saw the Harvey Weinstein drama unfolding, he was thinking, me too, only I was a kid. The details of this piece will absolutely wreck you. I'm warning you. What is crazy is, one, I've been talking about this, Bryan Singer being outed for this stuff for like a year now on this show. So I do feel like if you listen to our show when it comes to exposing these types of Hollywood predators, you're going to hear it here first. One. Two, Andy Dick, the comedian, is the next rumored person to be outed for rumors of pedophilia and sexual assault among young boys in Hollywood. Yesterday, when Time's Up was asked for a comment on this, they did not give one, by the way. And it's just crazy. Bryan Singer allegedly told his child victims, no one's going to believe you, which is what this article is called. And over the last 20 years, Bryan Singer's films have earned more than $3 billion at the box office, putting him in the top tier of Hollywood directors. So this guy is same level Weinstein type of situation where you've got so many people working under you and amongst you and around you. And so I think we're going to start seeing a lot more names in 2019 around this kind of stuff.
That's unfortunate to hear because, like, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody and I thought it was an incredible movie.
Yeah, it's messed up. I didn't want to go see it because I didn't want to support Bryan Singer, but I mean, a lot of people did say the movie was good, which is hard. That's what's so hard is that these people put out amazing movies or amazing TV shows. And
or music.
Or music. And you want to consume it and you want to watch it because, yes, it's entertaining, but at the expense of what? At the expense of who? The Jersey Shore family vacation star, I think this is hilarious, Vinny, is asking for Kim Kardashian's help to free Mike the Situation Sorrentino from prison. He's currently serving 8 months in prison for tax evasion, and during a recent interview, he was asked how Mike is doing, and he said, I heard he's doing great in there. I know he's going to do good. He was never really nervous about it, so I was praying. I just hope once he's in there, he's okay. The reporter then said that Kim Kardashian has been getting prisoners out of jail, and Vinny responded and said, so she's going to do it for Mike. Kim, Mike is an amazing person. To me, he's completely reformed. He's a great member of society. He preaches to kids who have addictions. He's a big advocate and evangelist for recovery. Vinny thinks Mike is better off out here out of jail. Kim, by the way, has yet to respond to Vinny's request, but
didn't he do like
I think
tax
that's hilarious.
Fraud?
It's something white collar like
yeah,
that.
You dummy. Go to jail. Do your gym stuff, your tanning and your laundry there.
Man, I think that is just crazy. Meek Mill and Jay-Z and the owners of the Philadelphia 76ers, Brooklyn Nets and New England Patriots came together in New York yesterday to announce the launch of an organization that will lobby for changes to state probation and parole laws. Sixers co-owner Michael Rubin said the group is dedicating $50 million to the effort, and Patriots owner Robert Kraft said the current system is not good for America. We can make America better if we really cure this problem. And Dr. Phil was on Jimmy Kimmel and told a story about a guy approaching him in Las Vegas years ago that has to do with this dude, Oprah, and Oprah's longtime boyfriend, who Dr. Phil knows very well. His name is Stedman. But this entire situation is just so wild. Listen to this.
This guy comes up to me out of the blue, I don't know, well-dressed, African-American guy, and says, oh, I'm so glad to see you. I have Stedman Graham's passport. I said, what? He said, I have Stedman Graham's passport. I've had it for 2 years.
What?
I said, why do you have his passport? He said, well, I found it. I'm from Miami. I found it 2 years ago, and I've had it all this time. I haven't known what to do with it until I saw you tonight.
What is so funny about the story is, so this guy tells me he has the passport. He runs to his hotel room, gets it, runs back across the lobby, gives it to Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's like, well, his address is in here. Why didn't you just mail it? And the guy's like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. For one, two, when Dr. Phil texted Oprah that he had Stedman's passport from this random stranger, Oprah responded and said, holy blank, which I think is hilarious because I can't.
Oprah doesn't swear.
I can't imagine Oprah swearing, but the entire story is fantastic. That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I don't know if this will come as a surprise to everyone, but Alex got called out at the nail salon for being rude. But
what do you mean it's not? This shouldn't be a surprise to everybody.
I can can see how some people might say you're rude.
I'm telling you right now, this wasn't rude at all. It was completely normal and acceptable. So I am anxious to hear what you have to say because I know that Joe is wrong about this.
It's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.